You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
G'day, Rob.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
On this beautiful, crisp day.
Oh, okay. Hi. Don't have any birds chirping in the background or something.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Right. It is.
Now, I've got two very interesting things to discuss here.
I'm ready.
Right. A group of amateur archaeologists in the village of Norton Disney in Lincolnshire, North England.
Norton Disney?
Yep. Okay. It's like Euro Disney, only better.
Because Norton Disney.
Yeah. They've discovered in the ruins of a Roman pit, that they think this pit is about 1,700 years old, a cast bronze object which stands about 8 centimetres high and weighs about 230 grams. It's a dodecahedron, which is 12 sides, and it's hollow.
Whoa.
Very weird.
The face is a pentagon shape, and each of them has different size holes in the actual...
In the face.
Yeah. It sounds extremely alien object.
And all 20 corners have these little knobbly bits on them.
Okay. That's the technical term.
Yeah. Orbs, perhaps.
Now, the really mad thing is it's not the first one that's been found. There's 130 known examples of these objects.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say there's like two or three.
No,
wow, okay.
I've been uncovered over the whole of the Roman world, what we class as the Roman world. Most of them have been found in the northern and western Norman provinces near the Alps of modern-day France and Germany, and 33 of the dodecahedrons have been found in Britain.
You know what? Your description of the knobbly bits is pretty accurate.
See?
I just looked it up. It looks like a Dungeons & Dragons dice.
Yes.
With little blobs on all of the corners. That's how I would describe it.
Maybe it's for a game.
Well, now, the big question is, what's it all about?
Yeah, well, surely.
I mean, the craftsmanship, when you look at it, is amazing. They've spent a long time making them.
Yeah.
But they've never, ever been mentioned in any Roman paperwork.
It was a secret.
Wow.
There was a chamber of them.
Plus, they're all different sizes as well.
All right, what?
So hang on, there's no written, not like...
No.
This is the kind of weird thing, is we know quite a lot about the Romans, because they were busy, you know, mythologizing themselves left, right, and centre.
Yeah, absolutely,
So why don't we know about their weird dice things?
Well,
die? If there's multiple dice, is it die?
What about that library? Right. Maybe it was all in that library.
Is that library?
Alexandra? Is that Greek?
I think that's the Greeks.
Oh, yeah.
For God's sake.
It's all the same, and it all blends in the same.
Yeah,
someone says it's Roman Dungeons and Dragons.
Must have been for something really special to create something like that. Mm. I mean, the way I look at it, Romans were double superstitious. So maybe it had something to do with magic or some sort of ritual. Personally, I think it's got to do with gambling. I reckon it was some sort of gambling thing.
But if there's one thing the Romans like to do,
they love a gamble.
Gamble and sacrifice chickens, you know? Well, that's actually two things.
Yeah, well, that's how tennis, that's how tennis was invented. I hope they never find out about it, because we love a mystery.
We do love a mystery.
Did you ever watch, what was the Time Team? Time Team with the guy from Blackadder in it?
Yes, Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson. I loved that show as a kid. It's the kind of thing that makes you be like, I am going to change my entire career and I'm going to start digging in the ground.
Mm.
I went and watched a movie you'd like on the weekend, Rob, La Chimera. It was in the film fest last year.
Yep.
It's about a bunch of Etruscan grave robbers. It's great.
Yeah, because that's one of my pet subjects.
You like weird, unexplainable mystery things.
Okay, yeah, I'll go and see it.
Texted indecisively, it'll be plumbing.
It'll be plumbing.
Okay.
It's the bit that you always need that you don't have in your kit. That's what it is. Okay, interesting.
Okay, so
what else has been going on?
That one. Now, I've got a Max Planck story, Max Planck Institute.
Your good friend Max Planck.
Scientists in Borneo have observed an orangutan in the wild that they've actually named in Rackers treat a facial wound with a tropical medicinal plant.
Whoa, what's his name, Rackers?
That is used by people throughout Southeast Asia.
That's so cool.
He was seen chewing the plant, then he pressed the chewed plant over his wound, and then when they saw him a couple of weeks later, the wound was almost healed.
Whoa, he's the village doctor.
He is.
And they've witnessed other species of great apes foraging for medicinal plants, but never seen what they did next.
Mm.
That's impressive as, I have to say.
I thought that was really interesting.
What a smart little guy.
We were just talking about the orangutans at the zoo, here in Auckland.
Insane trust we've all got in that system. I watched an interview with a zookeeper who was like, yeah, we just know that they won't come down. Like, what did you ask them? Did they promise?
So they, if anyone hasn't been to the zoo recently, they have ropes that go over the walkway.
Yep.
And the orangutans just hang out on those ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sign that's like, if the orangutan's there, just don't stand under the rope.
What's going to happen under the rope?
I kind of like...
I know, you can use your imagination about what might happen under the rope. But...
Yeah, you don't want to get pooped on by an orangutan. Yeah,
so I the went quiet there, part sorry.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Rob.
Right, Matt.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. You got a poem for us today?
No, I haven't.
No, but you've got a good song for us.
I certainly have.
What prompted this one?
It just popped into my headphones, actually. No, I just had it on random, my music, and this popped up.
Sorry, so many people have texted in saying it's definitely plumbing.
How can that be plumbing? Multiple... I don't get it.
You don't Someone know says what contraptions they add.
It is odds on it's the ball cock from Roman plumbing. So there you go.
I don't know plumbing.
They weren't as sophisticated to have ball cocks and all that.
Who knows?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, lots of historians.
Yeah.
Not us, though.
Stephen Fry would have said something.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room. Coca-Cola, she said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to flagship over the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. It's when you're late in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it. Oh yeah. Everybody hates a tourist.
special on him. He thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stays in grease. Oh, come out in the bath.
He will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist. And they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A rented flat above a shop. Cut your
Rob singing the la la la's in the mic, but not quite. God damn it. That was Common People by Pulp. Sorry, we got carried away by the reckons on the text machine coming in here. Someone thinks it's probably a Roman child's toy, the dodecahedron. Mm-hmm. Produced for the masses, every kid wanted one, but they kept getting lost when rolling away. I'm imagining why, that's why they put the blobby bits on. Yeah. Check for an insignia. Did
no,
you check
nothing
for an
on
insignia?
That. No, I had a good look.
Oh, you had a good look.
Nothing
not,
on now.
Not like Mattel, then, they've said. The William Shatner version of Common People is a ride.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
We were so close to almost playing that version this morning, actually, but we just we decided to go for a classic instead.
I heard that one first. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was by William Shatner.
Oh, Pulp's done
when
a real rubbish cover of this.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.